Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hello, Podlers. I would like to dedicate this edition of The Breakfast Show to my bestie, Emma Jones.
Me and Dave weren't alive then.
Yeah. Oh, yes. No.
Thank you, sister.
Dave wasn't alive.
Whoa,
of course he wasn't alive. Don't you start electrocuting me.
Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
6:37 on your Wednesday morning. The first raft of reviews are in for Matt Dyson's performance during the T's and C's as Sean Connery. Richard in New Haven actually is responsible for the first text we've had into the show this morning, and it simply says, "Was that Rabsy Nesbitt?"
At least it's Scottish, so I'm quite...
Yeah, you'll
quite
take that, will you? No, that's fair enough. Yeah. James Tomlin on Twitter has not been kind. He says, have I just woken up to Steve McLaren doing a Dutch impression of James Bond? Yeah, it's a bit Matt's going to have another stab at that around 9 a.m, so don't you dare miss those T's and C's on Make Me a Winner. Now, it is time for you to stick it to the bin, man. This is our Breakfast Show merch, complete with QR code. You or a passerby or your lovely bin person can scan it and listen to all this Absolute Radio goodness. And as you are fully aware, early birds, all you need to do to win one is answer a question based on yesterday's show when, well... Emma Jones, in her sport bulletin, contains some rather harsh news about Matt Dyson's beloved Nottingham Forest. Have a little listen to this.
Nottingham Forest have replaced Leicester at the bottom of the Premier League after being 4-0 by their East Midlands rivals. It was the fifth defeat for the newly promoted club.
So how did Emma describe Forest's 4-0 loss to Leicester City in the sport yesterday? Did she say they were walloped, or did she say they were bish, bashed, and well and truly boshed? Your names and your answers, please, to 8-12-15. This is your chance to stick it to the bin, man.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Busy house? Keep your walls protected with Dulux Easy Care Washable and Tough 2.5-litre coloured emulsion paint. Get two for £44. Ends today.
Don't be house-barrassed. Be house-proud with Wix.
It's Wednesday morning. You're listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. And on line one, hoping to stick it to the bin man, we've got Steve. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Morning.
Steve, great having you on the show. Now, I know that you live in Romford, but according to your partner, you live in Collier's Row, and I need to make that perfectly clear, don't I, Steve?
Suppose
it sounds
posher, Dave.
Well, it does.
It does, very, to be
it's,
fair.
It's
yeah.
Stephen of Collier's Row on line one.
Wow.
Not Steve from Romford, Stephen from Collier's Row. How do you do, sir, Esquire? Welcome along. So, listen, Steve, it is your chance to stick it to the bin, man. What's the bin situation in Collier's Row? I presume they're all kind of plated in gold, being such a prestigious area. How many have you got? One, two, three, four? Two.
I have two. General waste and a recycling.
Where are you going to put my face, Steve?
Under recycling, Dave.
Oh, bless you. That's good very choice. Kind. All you need to do is tell us, how did Emma Jones describe Nottingham Forest 4-0 loss to Leicester City in the sport yesterday, much to Matt's disappointment? Was it they were walloped, or they were bished, bashed and well and truly boshed?
It was walloped, Dave, because I was laughing as she said it.
Yes, they were walloped. Steve, thanks for tuning into the show. Your chance to stick it to the bin man is coming in the post. We'll speak to you real soon.
Thank you. Bye.
Nice one, Steve.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Coming up to 10 minutes past 7 on your Wednesday morning. Coming up next here on The Breakfast Show, we'll be meeting another person hoping to be the front person of the band of Mum and Dad. But first, it is time to save your data and give you something to talk about later with Matt Dyson and the Social Ammunition. Yes. Matt, what's going on
today? Thank you, Dave. One of the big headlines that's being shared on the socials at the moment, I didn't see coming, Craig David sees dead people. He has the sixth sense, apparently.
Oh, wow.
Craig David, he says he's a clairvoyant and he can see future things.
Why is he only just coming out of this now?
He's only just revealed this now.
I don't know why I find this annoying, right? This is a very personal thing to me and my job, but I've interviewed Craig David thousands of times for various different things over the years. And he's never thought to bring that up.
No, but he always saw every question coming. Every interview you did, he knew what you were going to ask him.
Not in star sign scenarios, he won't. Book him, Mark! Book him now!
He went on Fern Cotton's Happy Place podcast and said, I'm super empathetic, super sensitive, and super psychic. Wow. He calls himself clairaudient, which I'd never heard of that before.
I know her. She was in my...
He's like clairaudient. He says, my ears ring off like crazy. And I know there's a guide or some ancestor trying to come through and tuning in. Well, wow. It's amazing, isn't it, right? He's releasing a book all about it at the moment, probably a new album.
Yeah.
He'll be heading out on tour, probably like a double header with Psychic Sally coming to a seaside town near you, or Mystic Meg, one of the two.
Fielding's the warm-up act.
And maybe he'll be reworking some of his songs, took her for a drink on Tuesday, we were making contact with the other side by Wednesday. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure, I hope he's going to be...
Don't you dare Daily Smash about my permission.
Sorry.
How dare you?
That's happened, which is quite a lot to take in, granted, on a Wednesday morning. And the other story, misjudging the financial mood of the nation, as only posh restaurants in Mayfair can. They've advertised the job for London's first ever grape feeder. It's a big advert from the Bacchanalia restaurant. It says, wanted, we're hiring London's first grape feeder. Applicants must have gorgeous hands and a basic grasp of Greek and Latin. Perks include regular manicures and the finest food and wine you can imagine.
Wrong on every single level, isn't
it? But yeah, I mean, I sort of always wanted to have someone feed you grapes like the ancient Romans used to do. You know, it'd be a fun thing to do of an afternoon.
Is that why you're wearing a toga today?
I just don't think now is the right time to really go into that.
Let me break it down, right? Cost of living crisis. Also, COVID, which is still around.
Yes,
having a stranger's fingers in your mouth, right? So there's two big hitters at the moment, why it doesn't work. But that, all that said, just because I know how much that would freak out the Hypebeast Womble. Let me tell you, if you've ever seen that man eat a banana, you'll know exactly where I'm coming from. I'm willing to book it as the Christmas party for us all. Just to see him squirm.
Watch Mark be fed grapes.
We don't have to make a human shield around him like a little boy changing out of swimming trunks on the beach. We'd have to all stand around him. All holding up a towel while someone popped it in.
Such a strange job. Anyway, there you go. The Adventures of Craig David and the Grape Feeder. You'll be talking about them later, and I've saved your data.
Thank you.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
16 minutes past 7 on your Wednesday morning. You are listening to Absolute Radio, where, of course, real music matters. Which is why we welcome to the show a bassist named Darren. Then we met a drummer named Phil. Along came a rhythm guitarist called Paul. Next up was a lead guitarist, and his name was Wayne. And of course, on the keys on The Breakfast Show was Frida. Yes, we are putting together And this week, it's about the person up front, the one with the pipes, the swagger, the charisma to hold it all together. Sure, we love Darren, Phil, we love Paul, we love Wayne and Frida, but we need that front person.
The lead singer is crucial.
They are. And on Friday, we're going to be making our decision. We have been so impressed by the audition tapes you've been sending through. And joining us right now on line one is Anthony. Good morning, Anthony.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Hi, Anthony, welcome along to the show. First of all, which one of our many stations do you like to consume your Absolute Radio through? Are you a main station kind of guy? You 80s, 90s, classic rock? What's going on in your world?
Yeah, Main Station.
Main Station.
Before COVID, it was all this drive to work and listening to you guys, but now it's Jason Manford and Frank Skinner on the weekend.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that, Anthony. It's just lovely having you on board for sure. So let's talk about the fact that you are a singer. Now, you are the first person to kind of flip reverse the trend we've seen on Band of Mum and Dad, which is namely people were in bands, they were making music, then kind of life got in the way. They had some kids, and that's why we're putting the band back together, giving everyone a chance to shine on a stage that's been graced by the likes of the Foo Fighters, the Manic Street Preachers and Coldplay. But you already had your kids. You got two, Miller 9 and Preston 6. So you're a parent. Then you decided to start to sing.
Oh. Yeah. Well, the music was what got me through being a parent, to be honest. And without putting a too somber moment on it, you know, as blokes do, we actually struggle. Or some of us struggle to adjust to having kids, and I was in that category, unfortunately.
So, of course they do, Anthony, and that's perfectly natural and normal for anyone to struggle. I mean, parenthood is one of the biggest things to come into anybody's life. So you found solace in, obviously, you're in love with your kids, but you found music to be familiar, you found it a nice place to go and be, and then you decided that, as well as listening to it, you wanted to start to try and create it a little bit.
Absolutely, yeah. Just got together with my cousin, who's played all his life, and started jamming, I guess, you know, and playing, which has been fun.
By the way, Anthony, it's the first time anyone said jamming so far in the search of Band of Mum and Dad.
I'm surprised it's taken this long.
Yeah, I am. I was actually quite impressed that no one had said it yet. But, Anthony, you are the first to say jamming. So you never got out of the studio, but you've been in a couple of bands. There was the Living Tones and Revolver. Tell me about those.
Yeah, so Revolver was a sort of mod covers band we were trying to do, and it didn't really get out of the studio, or the rehearsal room. Studio's a bit grand. my mate's a caretaker at a school, and we used to rehearse at the school.
It's not what you know. So who's got the keys? That's what you need.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so listen, we're going to share your audition tape with the nation right now. We've got a song from the Living Tones called On the Pathway, so it's an original composition. How are you feeling about everybody hearing this, Anthony?
Oh, I love that tune. That's the one that was on the local radio.
So, you've been played on the local radio?
Yeah. This is question four going ahead, but this is why I entered the competition, because the kids wanted to hear me on radio again.
Dad, when are you going to be back on the radio? I see.
Yeah,
a big shout-out to our friends in local radio for paving the way. That's really lovely. So here we go. Yes, Anthony! Anthony,
very
ladies
nice.
And gentlemen.
Impressive.
You know what you have, Anthony? You've got the singing voice that I think I have when I sing aloud, only I'm totally tone deaf, so I don't...
Give us a blast.
That's what I think. On the pathway on the other side. See, I think I sound like Anthony, but people tell me that I do not sound like Anthony from possibly the Band of Mum and Dad. Anthony, you've already answered, as you said, the final question. What would it mean to be in Band of Mum and Dad? You want your kids to hear you on the radio. You want to take to that hallowed stage. You want the world to hear you sing. And so on Friday, we may be speaking to you again when we make our final decision. But for now, well done on a great audition tape. And thank you for being fantastic on the air. Send our love to Miller and Preston.
Thank you. Well done.
Cheers, Anthony. Nice one, man.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show. With Wix.
From brushes and rollers to frog tape and dust sheets, find everything you need for your paint project at Wix.
Be house proud with Wix.
It's your Wednesday morning. The time is now 7:36. Welcome along to the breakfast show.
Five words. £5,000.
Absolute Radio.
Lovely having you on board. And on board every weekday morning via Absolute Radio 90s is Thomas. Good morning, Thomas.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Hello.
Welcome Thomas. Along to the show, my friend. So how are you feeling about being on Five Words, Five Grand? Are you nervous? Are you excited? Are you a mixture of those things? Or none of the above?
I'd like to say none of the above, but I'm excited. I'm extremely nervous.
OK, my man. Well, listen, we're all in this together, so fear not. We'll go through it step by step. So let's begin with your history on Five Words, Five Grand. Have you ever matched all five words?
No, unfortunately not matched all five words, but I've come close. I've had, I think, three or four out of five before.
Okay, and do you have a favoured member of the team to be paired with? Please do bear in mind that Glenn Moore is not here today.
No, I do, and it is Matt. I'm a big fan of the Social Ammo, Matt. I love all those little bits and everything, and every time I've matched either three or four, it's always been with you. So I'm fingers crossed.
How much is he paying you, Thomas? You don't need to win the $5,000. He's doubled that in bungs, hasn't he?
Well, put it this way. If I win, Matt, the Milky Bars are on me.
Oh, great.
Okay, well, let's spin the random player generator and everything cross you get Matt Dyson. That was lovely to hear.
Player
here we go.
Generator.
Matt Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Matt Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
It's going to be Emma, isn't it?
Emma Jones.
Oh, sorry to disrupt the loving.
Okay, Emma, time for you to leave the studio.
Yeah, I think it would be unfair if me and Thomas got each other. That it seems like.
It's me and Thomas now, is it?
Yeah.
What about me and Dave? Do you remember them?
Thomas and I.
Ring any bells?
Yeah.
Good point. Don't text him. Thomas, here we go. Good luck, my friend. Yeah. I've got five words
Tom.
Here. I'm going to give you Tom now. It's Tom, is he?
Yeah. You know, I feel like we've really bonded.
This is developing quickly, isn't it? Thomas, I'm going to give you five words. You say the first word that comes to mind. We'll give Emma Jones the same five words. If all five match, you are going to win that £5,000. And your first word this morning is, in fact, win.
Lose.
Yes. Nailed on.
Flat.
Round.
Mm. There's a lot of options for that.
Doctor.
Nurse.
Nice.
Holiday.
Holiday. Destination.
And finally, Spanish.
Interesting.
Spanish. Holiday.
Yeah. Hi, Beast One, were you planning on going away soon? Are you?
Yeah.
Holiday.
If I win today, I'll be off this afternoon, believe me.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah. Good for you, Thomas. Right. Listen, stay right there. We've got your five words. It's a good set. Emma Jones is going to be back in play. That's coming next.
Five words, £5,000.
Absolute Radio. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Paint, tiles, flooring and doors. Whatever your project, find what you need in store and online.
Don't be house barrassed. Be house proud with Wix.
Five words. £5,000.
Absolute Radio.
If you are just joining us, Emma Jones left the studio and Matt Dyson's super fan, Thomas, gave us his five words. Emma is now back in the studio and it's time to get down to business. Thomas, you can't mention any of the words because it breaks the rules and they're written down somewhere. But how are you feeling right now?
Hopeful, nervous, fingers crossed.
Okay, but hopeful.
Okay.
That's good. We start with win.
Lose.
Correct.
Yes.
Excellent stuff.
Good start.
Then we move on to flat.
Tire.
Round. Mm. Thomas went for round.
Yeah, I was trying to think of an opposite, but I didn't. Yeah.
I would have gone for tyre as well, for what it's worth, Emma. Thomas, unfortunately,
Sorry.
You've not won the money this morning, but we're going to go through the rest of your words for the stats. So here we go. Emma, what have you got for doctor?
Who?
Now, I did not see that coming. You could give me 100 years and 1,000,000 guesses, and I never would have thought
I'm
doctor
a huge
who.
Fan.
We've got doctor nurse.
Oh, OK.
I would have said Doctor Doctor.
Oh, right, OK.
Pull yourself together.
Or No on James
Doctor
Bond.
Doctor No, yes, on James Bond Day, oh, of course, yes. And we've got the Vox Drop special coming up in about 20 minutes,
exactly,
haven't we? Oh, now you say it. This is why Thomas loves you so much. It's this kind of stuff. What have you got for holiday?
In...
Oh,
wow.
Nice!
Very on message. Yeah.
Destination is what we've got here. And what have you got for Spanish?
That's hard.
It is hard.
It?
It's unusual, this one. I like it.
Spanish omelette.
Oh, I thought you'd say that.
We thought you might.
Classic frittata.
It's just these trousers, they're a bit tight. Spanish holiday is what we had.
Okay, yeah.
Thomas, it's a fine set of answers, my friend. It's been really nice having you on the show. You've not won the money, but as I say, great having you on. Have a lovely day.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, Thomas. Take care now. Speak to you real soon. So this means, of course, we are going to be playing again tomorrow. If you'd like to have a go at five words, five grand, then the number to call right now is 0330 123 1215. If you have an Amazon smart speaker, you can practice a wee bit. Just ask it to open five words game.
Five words, five grand. Absolute Radio.
It's 18 minutes past eight on your James Bond Day. Yes, it is the 60th anniversary of James Bond. And to celebrate that fact, you can win a home entertainment system plus a Bond-worthy cocktail experience thanks to Prime Video. They've got a huge collection of Bond movies just waiting for you to get stuck into, as well as a special documentary named The Sound of 007, featuring the artists from the iconic soundtracks. Head to absoluteradio.co.uk right now to enter and to win thanks to Prime Video. So The Sound of 007 has inspired us to have a game of Voxtrot using music from the Bond movies and franchise. Now, we had to say our names when we think the vocal kicks in. I hope you're playing along where you are. We started with an offering from Absolute Radio 70s, Diamonds Are Forever. This is how we got on.
Matt.
Emma.
Dave.
Call me Shell.
She knows her
batty. OK, so the man who holds a penknife and a grudge, old Swiss, has written his notes, as always. An iconic song with a really nice intro, only mildly ruined by Matt Dyson shouting his name halfway through it. A full 14 seconds, in fact, before the vocal kicks in. Dave does very well here, he's saying his name 1.5 seconds late, meaning that it sounds like the lyrics have been changed to Diamonds Are For Dave. Which is the jewellers that I'm going to open on a high street coming to you soon. And Emma gets it spot on, getting 2 points, our very own Dame Shirley Jonesy. So well done, Emma. You got 2 points there, clearly. Now, Absolute 80s would bring us A View to a Kill. This is how we got on. This is a tune, actually. I don't know. Dave.
Matt.
Oh, it goes again.
Still way off, though. Oh, no. Meeting
you. So the notes open here with absolutely shocking efforts all round. Yeah. It's a shame we don't have Glenn on today. Surely Glenn Roger Moore would get Roger Moore's last Bond film correct. Unlike the three of you who were all a good 10 seconds early for the vocal. It's a shame to have to even award points. But Emma takes zero. I'm getting 1 point. Matt, you steal 2 points. Yes. Essentially just being the slowest finger on the buzzer, adds old Swiss. And finally, we move on to Absolute Radio 10s and Skyfall. Here we go.
Emma.
I think there's one more bar. I think there's one more bar. Matt.
See.
Oh,
no, he knows this.
I don't know. I'm getting nobbled. I just know it's long. I'm just.
Hold your breath.
There's just one more bar.
I started talking in
there's
bar.
There's just one more
it's,
bar.
It's Anna Geary that got me onto bars. Like, you just don't mention bars in music. Yeah.
Oh, there's one more bar. I think me waffling is going to be my undoing here.
Well,
yet again in life.
It's got to be Matt, isn't it? Who was furthest away from that vocal?
Well, we're about to find out. These are the notes. Well, this is where it gets spicy, says Old Swiss, for two of you. It starts with a huge congratulations to Emma Jones for being right here, because when she said, I think I've messed this one up, yeah. She could be more right. Yeah. Emma gets zero. Then it comes down to Matt versus Dave, but we have to skip a good 12 seconds ahead in the audio to find out. Matt comes in before the vocal, Dave comes in after, but by how much?
Yes.
Matt was 4 seconds early, and there is a distinct irony in Dave saying, I've been nobbled. I knew it. My
yes.
waffling again over the start of the vocal. I was 5 seconds late, which means by 1 second, Matt, you get 2 points on Vox Drop the Bond special. And that means the final results are Emma has 2, I have 3, and Matt is victorious with 4.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Walls looking like they need a splash of paint? Get 2 for £32 on Dulux Standard 2.5-litre coloured emulsion. Ends today.
Don't be house barrassed, be house proud with Wix.
It's your Wednesday morning, you're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, which is the only breakfast show on planet Earth that is one set of talky bits, but with 9 different playlists. You can enjoy all the music we have to offer via your digital radio, your smart speaker, or of course, the free Absolute Radio app. Now, a little game that we play from time to time here on the Breakfast Show is called Vox Drop, and effectively this is how it works. We play the intro of a song. Then, after the intro is finished, it drops into silence. And our job, as it is yours out there, is to have a guess, a stab in the dark at when we believe the vocal begins. As soon as we think the vocal kicks in, we say our names and we get our points. And today, as it's the 60th anniversary of James Bond, on James Bond Day,
yes.
And you are all still shaking in your boots after Matt Dyson's frankly stunning Sean Connery impression during the Make Me Win a T's and C's just moments ago, we are doing a Bond theme special.
Okay.
So first of all, we turn our attentions to Absolute Radio 70s. There's only one place we could begin on James Bond Day, and that is with Shirley Bassey and Diamonds Are Forever. Play along where you are. Here we go.
Matt.
Emma.
Dave. Okay. Up next, Absolute 80s, Duran Duran, A View to a Kill.
Yes.
You're good?
First one I went to watch at the cinema, that one, yeah.
Was it really?
A View to a Kill.
Shall I play the Hovis music? Or no.
Me and Dave weren't alive then. Yeah. So.
Oh, yes. No.
Thank you, sister.
Dave wasn't alive.
Whoa,
of course, he wasn't alive. Don't you start electrocuting me.
I will electrocute you. Thank you, Emma.
Okay,
so as we say, View to a Kill, Absolute 80s. This is Duran Duran. When does the vocal kick in?
Emma.
Dave.
Matt.
Oh! Okay, and finally, bringing us bang up to date, Absolute Radio 10s and Adele and Skyfall. From memory, this has got a really long intro. Yeah. Just, you know, when I was obviously just posing in the mirror, just wearing a tuxedo top with just my pants.
Is this one of your
coming around my own door like that, pretending holding a drill. Right, okay, here we go.
Emma.
I think there's one more bar. I think there's one more bar. Matt.
See.
Oh, no, he knows this.
I don't know. I'm getting nobbled. I just know it's long. I'm just. Dave.
Oh, I think I've messed this one up.
Okay, so once again, old Swiss over there, who is a man who carries both a penknife and a grudge, will be giving us the scathing critique on the James Bond Day special of Vox Drops coming next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It's 18 minutes past eight on your James Bond Day. Yes, it is the 60th anniversary of James Bond. And to celebrate that fact, you can win a home entertainment system plus a Bond-worthy cocktail experience thanks to Prime Video. They've got a huge collection of Bond movies just waiting for you to get stuck into, as well as a special documentary named The Sound of 007, featuring the artists from the iconic soundtracks. Head to absoluteradio.co.uk right now to enter and to win thanks to Prime Video. So The Sound of 007 has inspired us to have a game of Vox Drop using music from the Bond movies and franchise. Now, we had to say our names when we think the vocal kicks in. I hope you're playing along where you are. We started with an offering from Absolute Radio 70s, Diamonds Are Forever. This is how we got on.
Matt.
Emma.
Dave.
Call me Shell.
She knows her
bassy. OK, so the man who holds a penknife and a grudge, old Swiss, has written his notes as always. An iconic song with a really nice intro, only mildly ruined by Matt Dyson shouting his name halfway through it. A full 14 seconds, in fact, before the vocal kicks in. Dave does very well here, he's saying his name 1.5 seconds late, meaning that it sounds like the lyrics have been changed to Diamonds Are For Dave. Which is the jewellers that I'm going to open on a high street coming to you soon. And Emma gets it spot on, getting 2 points, our very own Dame Shirley Jonesy. So well done, Emma. You got 2 points there, clearly. Now, Absolute 80s would bring us A View to a Kill. This is how we got on. This is a tune, actually. I don't know what it is.
Emma.
Dave.
Matt.
Oh, it goes again.
Still way off, though. Oh, no. Meeting
you. So the notes open here with absolutely shocking efforts all round. Yeah. It's a shame we don't have Glenn on today. Surely Glenn Roger Moore would get Roger Moore's last Bond film correct. Unlike the three of you who were all a good 10 seconds early for the vocal. It's a shame to have to even award points. But Emma takes zero. I'm getting 1 point. Matt, you steal 2 points. Yes. Essentially just being the slowest finger on the buzzer, adds old Swiss. And finally, we move on to Absolute Radio 10s and Skyfall. Here we go.
Emma.
I think there's one more bar. I think there's one more bar. Matt.
See.
Oh, no, he knows this.
I don't know. I'm getting nobbled. I just know it's long. I'm just.
Hold your breath.
There's just one more bar.
I don't know why I started talking in
bars. There's just one more bar.
It's Anna Geary that got me onto bars. Like, so if you start mentioning bars and music, yeah.
Oh, there's one more bar. I think me waffling is going to be my undoing here,
well,
yet again in life.
It's got to be Matt, isn't it? Who is furthest away from that vocal?
Well, we're about to find out. These are the notes. Well, this is where it gets spicy, says old Swiss, for two of you. It starts with a huge congratulations to Emma Jones for being right here, because when she said, I think I've messed this one up, she couldn't be more right. Emma gets zero. Then it comes down to Matt versus Dave, but we have to skip a good 12 seconds ahead in the audio to find out. Matt comes in before the vocal, Dave comes in after, but by how much?
Yes.
Matt was 4 seconds early, And there is a distinct irony in Dave saying, I've been nobbled. I knew it. My waffling again over the start of the vocal. I was 5 seconds late, which means by 1 second, Matt, you get 2 points on Vox Drop the Bond special. And that means the final results are Emma has 2, I have 3, and Matt is victorious with 4.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wicks.
Walls looking like they need a splash of paint? Get 2 for £32 on Dulux Standard 2.5-litre coloured emulsion. Ends today.
Don't be house barrassed, be house proud with Wicks.
Good morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio. And right now, our good friends with DIY Benefits Wicks want to give you a helping hand. Because they always have great offers on things like tiles, flooring, paint, doors, ready-to-fit kitchens, helping you make those all-important savings to get those projects finished. They also have fantastic deals on heating and energy-saving solutions to help try and keep the bills down a little bit this coming winter. You can shop in-store, online, or by downloading the free Wix app. Now, what we've been doing all week long here on The Breakfast Show, and we will continue to do so until Friday, is give you a chance to win up to £2,000 to spend in-store at Wix as we play How Many Items Can You Remember conveyor belt game. Matt, how does it work?
The How Many Items Can You Remember conveyor belt game. Definitely not the generation game.
No way.
Let's clarify
how
this.
Dare you?
There's no connection to that, although we do use the actual conveyor belt that was last used on 2018.
Muddy
on the
Waters.
TV
there,
game show, yeah, which makes it a bit difficult to separate us from it. But it's not working particularly well, but it's still just about, you can get a bit of conveyoring out of it.
Okay.
We'll bring one.
Stop with the technical terms,
that's what
man,
they
please.
Call it in the business. We'll bring one caller to air. All they have to do is remember as many items as possible in 45 seconds, items that you'd find in a Wick store, each one worth £200. Remember all 10, and you walk away with £2,000.
Thank you very much indeed, Matt Dyson. If you would like to play for the cash to spend at Wix, call right now. 0330 123 1215. That's 0330 123 1215. All your T's and C's are on the website, and lines are going to close at
8:44.
Thank you.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Busy house? Keep your walls protected with Dulux Easy Care Washable and Tough 2.5 litre coloured emulsion paint. Get 2 for £44. Ends today.
Don't be house barrassed, be house proud with Wix.
And so right now, our good friends with DIY Benefits Wix are giving you the chance to win up to £2,000 to spend in-store as we play How Many Items Can You Remember conveyor belt game. All you have to do is remember as many of the 10 items that pass before your ears as you possibly can. I'll then launch a 45-second timer. You tell me as many as you can remember. You're going to get £200 to spend at Wix per item. So get all 10 and you're going to win £2,000. And joining us right now on line one is Luke. Good morning, Luke.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Morning.
Luke, great having you on the show. Big fan of absolute classic rock, I believe, and it's lovely having you on the show. So, Luke, are you ready to listen to Matt list off the items on the conveyor belt?
I'm ready.
OK, let's do this, shall we?
Crown Standard 2.5-litre coloured emulsion. Knauf Insulation Super Top Loft Roll. Some Wix Toronto steel glazed porcelain tiles. A Madison ready to fit kitchen. It's a heavy one. It's actually not helping the conveyor belt there. It needs a little cranking up again. I think it's really slowing down. There we go. Yeah. Bosch Universal Impact Cordless Drill. Draper Venom First Fix Double Ground Tool Box Saw. That sounds amazing. I want one. I don't even know what it is. Wix Posi screwdriver, which is apparently how it's pronounced. Stanley Heavy Duty Hammer Tacker. Wix Power Grip Adjustable Wrench. And a Bosch Rotational Laser Set.
Thank you very much indeed, Matt Dyson. Luke, are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
Okay, I've got a Bosch Laser Set.
Yeah.
A Wix Wrench. A tacker or a hammer, some sort of hammer. A Posi screwdriver. A Wix one, a Stanley tacker, that's what it's. Draper box, saw, Bosch drill, Madison kitchen, I think it was, steel glazed tiles,
nice.
Some loft roll, and crown paint. Could have been 25, 20 litres, 25 litres.
With 10 seconds remaining, you have got the whole lot, wow. Luke. You've got £2,000 to spend in store. Well done.
No way.
Well done, mate. Nicely handled.
Amazing.
Wow. Congratulations. I'm so pleased for you. Plus, as well, what a list of items. I can't believe that five of my former erotic dancing numbers.
No, really? Were they in there? Yeah.
Insulation super top.
Oh, yes, of course.
Toronto Steel.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Madison Ready. Draper Venom. And, of course, Heavy Duty Hammy Tacker. Luke, we're thrilled for you, my friend. Thanks for tuning in on Absolute Classic Rock. You've got £2,000. Enjoy.
Thank you very much.
Well done, mate. Wix always have great offers on tiles, flooring, paint, doors, and ready-to-fit kitchens, helping you to make those all-important savings to get your projects finished. They also have fantastic deals on heating and energy-saving solutions to help try and keep the bills down a bit this winter. You can shop in-store, online, or by downloading the free Wix app.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Come, gather round. How does this sound to you? No ad breaks, five more stations, including Andy Bush's Indie Disco 24/7. And let me tell you, have a listen, because the things that guy had to do to get his own radio station do not even bear thinking about. And the ability to skip the songs you don't want to listen to, it's happening. It's called Absolute Radio Premium, and you can start your free trial on our website.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Time once again to bid you farewell and, of course, offer my thanks for tuning into the show. We will leave you with a brand new edition of the Daily Podcast. Effectively, all the songs are gone, all the ads are gone. It's just the talky bits gaffer taped together. But what's it going to be called? Matt, I can't believe how many times I've rung the bell today.
I know.
It's actually in its embarrassment of riches.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah, what have we got?
Book him, Mark! Book him!
Who was that we were booking?
I can't remember.
You can't remember.
I have no
idea. So we tried to book someone, yeah.
The Adventures of Clairvoyant Craig and the Grape Feeder.
Yes, and the Social Ammo, yeah.
Don't you dare daily smash without my permission.
Sorry, yeah, that was not on.
Matt, why are you wearing a toga?
Again, that was also not on. Sorry.
Jamming. Classic frittata. Old Swiss, a man who carries both a penknife and a grudge.
Me just.
I've never walked down a ginnel patting my own tummy.
True fact.
And Anna Geary got me onto bars.
Wow, yeah. So many to choose from there. I think it should be the grudge of Old Swiss. Nice reference to his penknife. I think that's like...
Yeah.
It doesn't give too much away about the show itself as well.
I like it. Okay, so the podcast is named Old Swiss, a man who carries both a penknife and a grudge. Coming up next, news on how we can make you a winner. Today's prize fund is £65,000. We will be back with you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Stay safe, stay entertained.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah, they've been around a while.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Atlas Butler has convenient 2-hour service windows for heating, cooling, and plumbing service because nobody likes waiting around. You listen in, BMB? Nobody likes waiting around.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.